Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. In New Jersey, firefighters say the Jones Road wildfire could grow to be the state's largest in 20 years. It's been burning in Ocean County since Tuesday, but they say they're making progress. More on the fire in a moment, and an arrest has been made. But first, let's check in with AccuWeather on any potential relief rain-wise to help with the dry conditions. Meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with more. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, we have not seen much rain over the last week or so, and that's certainly helped to kind of allow this fire to spread over the last couple of days, because not only have we had the dry conditions, but the humidity has been pretty low, and especially the day this fire started on back on Tuesday, there was a decent breeze blowing as well. But the lack of wind yesterday and even for much of today has helped firefighters help at least get the fire somewhat contained, and we will see some relief. Tomorrow's still going to be another day with a warm day with low humidity, but we will see the chance for rain increase tomorrow night and especially into Saturday. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Meantime, they've hauled a guy in on arson charges now in connection with the blaze that has torched thousands of acres.
Officials say they have now made an arrest in the origins of the Jones Road fire, which they now say has charred 15,000 acres. According to officials, law enforcement arrested a 19-year-old man who they say Tuesday morning set a bonfire, lit some wood pallets on fire, and then left the area while failing to extinguish them. And they say the remnants of that bonfire is what then spread.
That's Trevor Ault reporting. The Forest Fire Service will have another news update in about an hour to tell us where we're at. As of this writing, though, they're saying the fire is about 50% contained. A big gun mash in the city today as authorities melt down thousands of illegal weapons and then turn around and repurpose them for a good cause and in tribute to some of their victims. As a matter of fact, the woman who died up in the Bronx recently as a result of a random bullet killing, if you will, is also being honored. We'll have more from Juliet Papa later in the broadcast on that. City Council taking up 9 bills today, which are all centered on protecting the rights and expanding resources for transgender and gender nonconforming New Yorkers. For instance, Council Member Eric Botcher is sponsoring a bill extending protections over personal health information. He says it's true, New York has a good reputation on LGBTQ rights. Still need to be made explicit, though, in our laws, he said.
New York has always been a refuge for people around the world who are fleeing persecution, and that continues to be true. But we here in New York are not immune to these attacks.
Many of the bills focus on increasing resources and privacy protections, and another requires the health department to conduct a study on health inequities within that community. The package of bills is expected to pass. We'll keep you posted on that. More forever chemicals back here have been found in the drinking water supply on Long Island.
Environmentalist Adrian Esposito says it will likely take years for the stubborn cancer-causing chemicals found in nearly 20 water suppliers on Long Island to be removed.
These are a little bit less studied, but the initial studies are showing that they'll have the same impact to our health as the other one.
Esposito from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment says the water districts are trying to find new ways to remove the PFAS or forever chemicals.
Some of the water districts are simply changing their existing treatment of carbon filtration quicker, and that seems to help.
The districts affected are across Long Island. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
If you're trying to buy on a budget here in town, we've got a list here of some areas you might want to avoid. Property Shark is out with its ranking of the most expensive neighborhoods to buy a home. Coming out on top was Hudson Yards, where medium home sales topped $5.3 million. It's followed by Little Italy with $4.6 million and Soho with $3.9 million. Outside of Manhattan, Brooklyn's most expensive neighborhood was Cobble Hill, where the median sales price is $1.9 million. And in Queens, Marble came out on top. Overall, the median home sale price in the city is $768,000, but the top 10 priciest neighborhoods also a median sale price of more than $1.5 million. As the Trump administration seeks to end congestion pricing in New York, seems that they accidentally posted an internal correspondence in which DOJ lawyers admit that the Fed has a weak case against the tolling plan and they're looking to find a new path forward. Charlie Baker with Transportation Alternatives says the Trump administration is essentially admitting to what transit advocates have been saying all along.
The bottom line is that New Yorkers aren't going back to more traffic, longer commutes, slower buses, and a public transit system that's starved for funding. Congestion pricing works, and it's here to stay.
And did you hear what happened? They say this is what happened. They say is they mistakenly uploaded an email from three Justice Department attorneys who work for them, laying out the issues with the case, instead of filing documents that were expected to be part of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's defense. Okay, wonder how long that will last. Well, on the heels of the devastating helicopter crash on the Hudson, the city council voting right now on a couple of bills that could limit the flying of choppers in the city. That includes a bill barring non-essential flights from city-owned heliports. If those helicopters don't meet the most strict federal noise standards, though that wouldn't apply to certain aircrafts like those used by law enforcement, medical personnel, or news agencies. But there are some opponents who say the move could hurt the city's tourism and aviation industries. And the bills pass, if the bills pass, they would go into effect in December of 2029.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.